This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ plus radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. An urgent appeal for more blood donations amid a surge in cases of the flu and COVID-19 has prompted LGBTIQA+ advocacy group Just Equal to renew its call to allow gay and bisexual men to donate blood. A surge in cases of flu and COVID-19 has seen the nation's stock of blood fall to critical levels, with Lifeblood calling on 17,500 Australians to roll up their sleeves. To help solve the blood supply crisis, Just Equal is campaigning for Australia to follow the path of other countries by adopting a blood donor policy that focuses on risky sexual activity and not the gender of one's sexual partner. Organisations representing Queensland's LGBTIQ plus community can now apply for a $200,000 grant to start up a new LGBTIQ plus community alliance. Queensland's Communities Minister, Leanne Enoch, announced the one-off grant this week. The contemporary and highly visible new LGBTIQ+ alliance will be tasked with deep engagement with community members and their families across the entire state. Business Council of Australia CEO Jennifer Westacott has apologised to trans and gender diverse colleagues on behalf of the business community for the cruelty and unfairness of the federal election campaign. Jennifer Westacott issued the apology in a powerful speech at this year's Australian LGBTQ Inclusion Awards in Sydney on Friday. She said, "I want to apologise for the hurt you have endured, the cruelty you've been subjected to, and for the fundamental misinformation and unfairness over the last year. There was a national pile-on." Parents from City Point Christian College, which received national backlash over its anti-LGBT enrolment contract, are lodging discrimination complaints with the Queensland Human Rights Commission. In February, the Carindale School in Brisbane's East caused outrage after demanding families sign an enrolment contract that denounced homosexuality as sinful. On Thursday, parents and former students of the college will file discrimination complaints with the Queensland Human Rights Commission over the contract. And Tasmania has become the second jurisdiction to outlaw stealthing, the non-consensual removal of a condom during sex. On Thursday, the Tasmanian Parliament passed the amendments to the definition of consent to explicitly add stealthing as an offence. A 2018 Monash University and the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre study surveyed 2,100 people about the practice. The study found almost 1 in 5 men who have sex with men and 1 in 3 women had experienced the distressing practice. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
US soccer has introduced a policy banning discriminatory chants at international matches sanctioned or managed by the organisation. Anti-gay chants are now strictly prohibited at US stadiums, with FIFA, soccer's world governing body, establishing a 3-tier disciplinary process. Failure to address fans chanting gay slurs could result in the abandonment of a match, financial penalties for promoters, and clubs banned from competing. British Olympic diver Tom Daley has launched an LGBTIQA+ Pride-themed clothing collection. The 28-year-old gold medalist and avid knitter released the range as part of his fashion label Made With Love. 100% of proceeds will be donated to the charity Rainbow Railroad, which provides emergency relocation for LGBTIQA+ people facing violence and persecution in their home country. American professional baseball team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, has set a new record for the most tickets sold for an LGBTIQA+ Pride Night sporting event. A reporter of the entire stadium of 56,000 have bought a Pride Night ticket package, which includes a Pride jersey. Dodger players will be wearing the on-field Pride cap for the first time, with other surprises promised to make the June 3 event memorable. Netball Victoria has launched a new policy for the inclusion of transgender and gender-diverse people in community netball. Developed in consultation with Proud to Play and the P2P Advisory Board, the policy supports all people to participate in the gender category they identify with, regardless of legal sex classification. Netball Victoria CEO Rosie King says the organisation is committed to supporting and including everybody who wants to be involved in the sport. The policy comes into effect on July 1st.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.